Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Dan bringing us back. Donald Fagen on vocals. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate. Thanks for being part of my day. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance, because you'll on both of those sites, you can find out a lot about what I've had to have to say about the age of the customer, about how you need to be transitioning out of the age of the seller into the age of the customer. And if you don't, you won't make it. You will not survive long term. So check all that out, and let me know what you think, and I hope you will like the book. I think you will. Kathy Perry is our guest. KP is back as a longtime Brain Trust member. She's our social media expert, and her book that she co-authored is Stepping Stones to Success. KathyPerry.com, right, Kathy?
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Kathy with a K. Kathy, there's some news out of some. I don't know if it's social media news. I guess it kind of is. It's kind of connected, but it's definitely connected to lawsuits. So tell us what's going on.
Well, actually, General Mills is coming under great fire because it decided to add some language.
They're the cereal people, right? They make the Cheerios.
They're the cereal people.
And things
yeah,
like that.
Cheerios. Yeah.
I grew up knowing about General Mills all my life. So go ahead.
Yes. Well, they decided to add some language into their online infrastructure so that when you clicked that you wanted to get that 50-cent coupon for Cheerios, that it was going to impact your right to sue them and if anything ever happened. Mm-hmm. And so they decided to do this because of a recent court case where a judge refused to dismiss a case that was brought against them. And they're one of the first major food companies to seek to impose what legal experts called forced arbitration on consumers so that you couldn't, you know, go ahead and be part of a class action suit. Mm-hmm. You couldn't go after them, you know, in a courthouse. You had to do arbitration. So they were trying to limit that. And they really came under fire because they were interviewed by the news media, and they actually even, the New York Times contacted them about the changes, and they were suggesting that, you know, any type of purchase online or doing a like, I like them, I join them, I get that coupon, they were going to limit. It was going to limit arbitration.
So if I go to the store and I buy a box of Cheerios, then I break a tooth on a rock that's inside, then I can sue them, and I can join whatever class action I wanted to. But if I went to their website and clipped a coupon, and it said, "Please send me this coupon," took the coupon to the store, bought the cereal with the coupon, then that prevents me from suing. That basically sends me down the arbitration route.
Absolutely, and that's what they were trying to do.
And where is that? And boy, that's a real interesting contrivance by their legal firm, isn't it? Their legal team.
Well, and actually, you know, it did say that almost every major company, they do have some legal terms or terms of service which customers consent to whenever you make a purchase or you provide personal information mm-hmm. to them. And a lot of them do have that language that, you know, any disputes must be settled by an arbitrator rather than a judge or a jury.
Right.
And so, you know, but General Mills kind of tweaked that language even stronger after this judge's ruling, and they really came under fire, and then they reversed their course. Mm-hmm. And the public pressure was so great, they scrapped the controversy.
And was the public pressure from social media?
Yes, and consumer groups. So obviously when they made that change, and the New York Times wrote about it, and the other media picked it up, everybody in social media jumped on that. And so they did not realize the backlash they would get. Mm-hmm. And they apologized and said, oh, it never was intended for that. And it said it was a mischaracterization.
Right. What's the cautionary tale for other folks in this, Kathy, you think?
Well, I think we have to just be aware when we go online and do things and we're liking things and we're getting, you know, we're saying, yeah, I want to join this and I want to do this. Nobody ever reads the fine print.
I always just click no. I just click no.
Most people just say yes, 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 right, yeah, no, and never realize.
I'm a no kind of guy, Kathy. You probably know.
I do. So yeah, it's just, you know, I thought it was very interesting how quickly they reversed language.
Very interesting. You know? And Kathy. Yeah. How much of this sounds like the age of the customer, right? Chapter 10, as I remember, you know, customers co-own your brand, don't they, in the age of the customer?
They do, indeed.
Yeah.
They do,
hey, Kathy, indeed. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Kathy
thanks.
Perry, ladies and gentlemen, KathyPerry.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.